Now, as we alluded to on the midweek drive for Siren FM listeners in Lincoln on Wednesday, performance anxiety is something which is growing. We found a whole heap of information and factors that have been coming through with respect to people having fears and the whole stress package of fears. The best person, surely, to actually address this whole issue and actually make sense of the top 10 daily anxieties that are actually coming through here has to be a lady who just always gives the impression of being effortless, professional, stylish, sophisticated, no matter whether she's contributing to the Radio 1 Surgery magazine programme, whether she's writing her newspaper columns, anything. Lucy Burrisford, are you indeed there?
I am, yes. Performing with a little bit of anxiety.
Ah, yeah. Well, this is it, of course, because there is the line that we used to be told, certainly in the latter part of the 20th century, that actually it's quite good to be nervous. It actually adds to the performance, really.
That's right. It gives you a little bit of an edge to have that bit of adrenaline rush. And also it means you're not complacent. You don't sort of sit back and think, oh, I can just do this. You need a little bit of a spur. The problem comes if it's just too crippling, if it stops you actually living the life you want to lead.
Indeed. Now, I mean, this particular survey, which comes out of a fascinating connection, it was actually a part of, I think, NBC Universal programming surveys for a new series that actually launches fairly shortly from that point of view. Did it contain any surprises for you?
Well, on some level, not, because the top 10 lifetime fears are all moments of transition in our lives. Things like giving birth, getting married, losing your virginity, even having your first kiss. Those are crucial, life-changing times. And it's no surprise that actually ahead of those moments, people have some anxiety.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going through the top 10, obviously, leaving home coming at number 10. You mentioned, obviously, losing your virginity, number 6, marriage, number 3, first day on a new job in number 2, just below actually giving birth or attending the birth of a child. I know this was something which probably set the genders against each other, saying you don't understand the pain from a male's perspective.
Although, when it says attending the birth of the child, I mean, again, that could be male or female, being a birthing partner, that sense of helplessness as you're watching someone go through the most incredible agonies. And that fear of actually the unknown. You don't know really what it's going to be like. You can read all the books, you can speak to all your friends, but no one can actually prepare you for that moment. So it's very much the fear of the unknown. That's why this list actually doesn't really surprise me. I suppose the interesting thing is, first day on a new job, as you say, that the research has been carried out because there's a new program starting on Sunday, which is all about the dreaded first day. The program's called Rookie Blues, and it's about a bunch of cops who are working for their first time as a cop. So it's the first time they see a dead person, first time they have to search someone, and it is quite nerve-wracking, that first day.
Absolutely. Again, you're alluding to that. It's 10 p.m. on the Universal Channel, Sunday the 27th of February, and the survey, say, 2,000 people surveyed on the most common causes of anxiety. The show title, of course, Rookie Blue. Is this anxiety thing something that ties in with our British notion of stiff upper lip, and actually somehow that stiff upper lip can actually lead to anxiety and anxious moments as well? Are we more prone to suffer anxiety even when we're doing radio interviews, for instance, than, you know, I mean, I tell you, Lucy, these are the sleepless nights we've had before we actually booked you into the whole progress.
Oh, it's
exactly.
I can imagine. You're right. There is some element of the British character, which in, I'm a psychotherapist and I'm a post-Freudian psychotherapist, so we would speak a lot about the superego, which is this sort of inner parent that a lot of us have. The Brits have a very highly developed superego where we want to get everything right. We want to be correct and proper in what we do. And with that comes an anxiety that we won't be correct and proper in what we do. So we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and I think that's reflected in the things that come up not just in the top 10 lifetime fears, but also the top 10 daily anxieties, things like household chores, getting to work on time, the kinds of meetings that we might have. It's all about, are we going to get it right?
Indeed, one of our regular correspondents from Florida, Mike Dooley, always has this maxim, thoughts become things, which I think leads on to that notion of false expectations appearing real. Is it simply a case of, as Winston Churchill once said, that most of his time was spent worrying about things that in the end never actually happened?
Yes, most of us do tend to worry about things that never happen, although the greatest fear, dare one say it, which is obviously death, part of the anxiety is we know it's going to happen at some point, we just simply don't know when it's going to happen.
A bit like taxes, really, then, I suppose.
Exactly. Well, no, unfortunately you do know that on the 31st of January and the 1st of July you are going to have to pay them. But it really, a number of philosophers would say that being fearful, being afraid, is simply part of the human condition. You just have to learn to accept that. And I think that's right. It is right to just have a little bit of residual anxiety to get you through the day. The key, again, is if it becomes too much and then starts to compromise your life.
Mentioned, obviously, you contribute regularly to The Times, The Independent, and indeed Psychology's magazine. Is there a kind of sea change that you're detecting in terms of over the last 5-10 years, as clearly there has been a slight shift in terms of people appreciating that so-called New Age scenarios are actually perhaps not New Age, just reminding us of things that are actually going, in terms of coping with anxiety and such like, people are improving, or are we getting more and more stressed out with the life on a daily basis?
Well, it's funny, you're right. We're getting more stressed. We've got more things to worry about. You know, should we be replying to those emails on our BlackBerry? 5 years ago, we didn't even have BlackBerry, so it didn't even matter. But it also corresponds that we're getting a lot more information from the rest of the world. We're being influenced by ideas from around the world. And things like mindfulness, learning proper breathing techniques, some of the philosophical ideas coming out of Buddhism or other ideas from the East, are helping us deal with our increasingly stressful lives. A way to sort of rein yourself back, focus on your breathing, focus on the things that you can control, as opposed to getting worried about the things that you can't control.
Something I try to relate to the students that we actually have at the University of Lincoln, actually, that sometimes just breathing can actually be a tremendous advantage to getting through the day in many ways.
Absolutely, and it sounds so simple. It sounds too simple to be true, but actually it really works.
Indeed. Now, almost coming to the end of this particular piece, Lucy, is it true that as we become more chronologically gifted, and I'll use that term deliberately as opposed to sort of advancing years, etc., do we actually become less stressed out? Is that a sort of standard thing? Or as we begin to move through the decades, do we actually get, it's getting even worse and more fearful?
Well, unfortunately, as you say, with chronological differences, the older we get, that the closer we get to our own mortality, we face it, we tend to go to more funerals the older we get, and it kind of brings it home to us. But the flip side of that is that we're actually a little more chilled about things that in our teens, 20s and 30s used to freak us out a lot more. So there's a balance. I think older people look at things that are happening in the world and tend to not get quite so het up about them because they've either seen it all before or they can put it in context. They've got other worries, which could be just simply, you know, things like more wrinkles, the menopause, what's going to happen in retirement, and of course, you know, how long am I going to live? But the price you pay is that actually you can be a bit more chilled about the life that you lead.
Indeed, and I know that our royal correspondent Richard Fitzwilliams will be very keen to throw in this question, a sort of concluding piece, allowing for Kate Middleton's upcoming nuptials. Do you think she'll be feeling the stress?
Just a tiny bit, you know. I think she might. Mm-hmm. Not just about the dress or about being the centre of attention, as all brides are, to be fair. She's just got a slightly bigger audience than most.
Well, there we are. Lucy Beresford, psychotherapist extraordinaire. I'll add that to the whole thing. We're together with a writer and media commentator. It's been an absolute delight sharing some time with you. Two final sort of concluding questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting and not too stressful telephone conversation with us at Siren FM today?
Oh, it's been extremely enjoyable and not so stressful at all. Thank you.
So the next crucial question is, can we prevail upon you to hopefully in the not too distant future perhaps join us again and keep us updated on life and times with respect to psychotherapy and more?
I would love that. Thank you very much.
Lucy Beresford, we salute you. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you.